Destination unknown. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Florida is pledging to put more migrants on buses and planes. Last week, the state's Republican governor sent about 50 migrants to Martha's Vineyard.
We've been able to relocate voluntarily, might I add, these individuals that have crossed illegally that have decided that they want to go to greener pastures. And it's only at the point when they arrive at the doorstep of the rich and famous that the left starts to complain.
Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez speaking to Fox and Friends Weekend. Democratic mayors in New York and Washington have been pleading with the federal government to provide resources to handle the influx. In about an hour, President Biden and the First Lady are expected to pay their respects to Queen Elizabeth. She's lying in state at Westminster Hall ahead of tomorrow's funeral in London. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has led a congressional delegation to Armenia. Hostilities between Armenia and Azerbaijan have been heightened. Shelling by both sides last week killed more than 200 troops. Hurricane warnings are in effect across Puerto Rico. Tropical storm Fiona, which could strengthen, is expected to hammer the island.
Big story for Puerto Rico. Obviously, it's been 5 years since Hurricane Maria really devastated the island, and a lot of the power grid is really not back up to standard. So they're going to have massive power outages, and it's a slow-moving storm. That means we're going to be watching for the rainfall totals to really pile up in some spots.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth, 2 feet of rain is expected, maybe more in isolated areas. A strong earthquake that brought down a three-story building in the capital of Taiwan has killed at least one person. A handful of others were temporarily trapped. The magnitude 6.8 quake knocked part of a train off its tracks. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The rules of the road have been rewritten in Virginia when it comes to transgender youth in school.
Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin's administration posted the changes online Friday on the State Department of Education's website. Students will now be required to use bathrooms and locker rooms corresponding to their biological sex, with modifications only allowed to the extent called for by federal law. And students who are minors must be referred to by the name and pronouns which reflect their official record unless parents approve any changes. The new rules are subject to a 30-day public comment period before being officially adopted. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
In California, Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom wants to make it easier for members of the LGBTQ community to obtain Veterans Affairs benefits that they may be entitled to. Newsom has signed a new law designed to help people who are discharged from the service under Don't Ask, Don't Tell policies. The Department of Defense has already cleared a path for former military members to obtain benefits, but Newsom says many veterans don't know that. Multiple animals were killed when a fire tore through a strip mall in Los Angeles.
A fire early Saturday morning in the Palms area, killing at least 17 felines who were staying at a cat hotel. Los Angeles Fire Department officials said they were able to rescue several cats from Cat Place, LA. The fire destroying 5 businesses at the strip mall. Officials believe the fire may have originated inside a Brazilian jiu-jitsu studio. One of the firefighters was injured and hospitalized in fair condition. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
There were no civilian injuries in connection with the fire. The cause of the inferno is under investigation. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.